跟查考一段圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, this afternoon we would like to learn a passage from the Bible.
求主耶稣带领我们，让我们能够从圣经里面大家都得到造就。
We'll ask the Lord to guide us so that everyone could be benefited.
那今天下午我特别要从约翰福音中来看一下主所爱的门徒跟西门彼得。
This afternoon, I would like to use the topic, the study of the disciples that Jesus loved and Simon Peter from the book of John.
那主所爱的门徒从约翰福音第一章一直到二十一章都有他的事迹的记载。
From the Gospels, from the book of Gospels, we can see various recording of this, the disciples that Jesus loved.
当约翰福音陈述的时候，并没有说约翰福音这几个字。
And when the book of John was written, it did not title the book of John or the Gospel of John.
那主所爱的门徒，也就是记载约翰福音这卷书卷的这个人。
And this disciple that Jesus loved is recorded in the Gospel of John.
他是谁呢？
And who is this person?
我们不知道他的名字。
We do not know his name.
如果你说他是约翰的话，这是你自己说的。
And if you claim this disciple to be John, and that is just only your own thinking.
这是第二世纪之后神学家给他取的名字，叫做约翰。
And it's after the second century that the Bible scholar gave this person the name John.
所以当我们看到主所爱的门徒这几个字的时候，我们不要直接就把它想成是约翰，不对的。
Therefore, if you see the phrase, the disciple that Jesus loved, do not immediately think that it is referring to John.
那我们来看看在约翰福音里面谁是这个主所爱的门徒，并且很有趣的，他跟西门彼得在约翰福音里面成双成对的出入。
So just exactly who is this disciple that Jesus loved in the book of John, and how coincidentally he appeared with Simon Peter.
几乎主所爱的门徒有出现的地方，西门彼得也出现。西门彼得出现的地方，主所爱的门徒也出现了。
That is, whenever this disciple that Jesus loved appeared, Simon Peter was also there.
那我们先来看看约翰福音第一章。
That is referring to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，我们看到主有一个门徒被主所选召，跟着主耶稣，这就是我们看第一章的三十五节。
On chapter 1, verse 35, it tells us that a person was chosen by Jesus to follow him.
当主耶稣行走的时候，使徒约翰来介绍说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
On verse 36, John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
那使徒约翰有两个门徒听见这个话就跟从了耶稣。
And two of the disciples of John the Baptist heard this, and they followed Jesus instead.
这两个人默默地跟着耶稣。
And these two disciples follow Jesus in secret.
那主耶稣也晓得。
But Jesus realized that.
那主耶稣就转过身来看见他们跟着。
And when Jesus turned around and saw these two disciples were following him,
他们是静静地跟着，然后主耶稣就很突然地问他们。
They were just following Jesus quietly, but then Jesus asked them.
主耶稣说：“你们要什么？”
Jesus asked them, "What do you want?"
他们这两个可能已经老早想好了，因为他不是小孩子。
These two disciples probably made up their mind since they are adults.
这两个人就跟主耶稣说：“拉比在哪里住？”
And they said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
这两个人跟着主耶稣，静静地跟着。他们不是要完成他们的理想。
So these two disciples followed Jesus quietly, and their purpose was not to fulfill their own or reach their own destination.
他们也没有很大的计划。
And they did not plan to do this.
只愿意跟。晓得说耶稣在哪里住。
All they want was asking where Jesus was staying.
那主耶稣就说：“你来看。”
And Jesus said, "Come."
然后他 他们就去了，那一天就跟耶稣在那里同住。
And they follow Jesus and stay with Jesus.
所以，那这两个静静的跟耶稣的这两个门徒，一个就是安德烈。
And one of this disciple that was following Jesus, was Andrew.
那安德烈，他再去找他的哥哥彼得。
And Andrew also went on and found his brother Peter.
那介绍说，我们已经看见弥赛亚了。
And then he told his brother that we have saw the Messiah.
所以在约翰福音里面，西门彼得是被他的弟弟领去见耶稣的。
So actually, Simon Peter was led to Christ through his brother Andrew.
那这两个门徒里面，一个安德烈，一个呢没有名字。
So right away we can see that one of them is Andrew, and the other one is still unknown.
所以这个就是主所爱的门徒的在这里一个伏笔。
So here, this is the hidden descriptions of the disciple that Jesus loved later on.
那这个人呢没有记载什么名字。
And until now, we do not know the name of this person.
他是谁呢？
Who is he anyway?
从第一章一直到第十三章，主耶稣是在那个当时的世界在那边工作。
From chapter 1 to chapter 13, it records the work of Jesus.
在这段工作当中呢，我们再没有看到这个主所爱的门徒的影子。
And during this entire period of time, the name or the person that Jesus loved never appear again.
但是他是跟着耶稣默默地走过了这三年。
But we can be sure that he followed Jesus quietly throughout Jesus' three-year ministry.
那我们再看第二次，这个没有名字的主所爱的门徒是出现在第十三章了。
The second time, this disciple that Jesus loved appear in chapter 13.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Please refer to John chapter 13.
十三章二十一节。
John chapter 13, verse 21.
约翰福音十三章一开始，主耶稣是一个很伤心的时刻。
This records the moment where Jesus was deeply sorrow.
在这里特别记载一个人要卖主耶稣。
Here it records a passage that Jesus was betrayed.
主耶稣也要离开世界了，人要离别的时候，心总是沉重的。
And Jesus was about to depart from the world, and of course, his feeling was not easy.
让主耶稣心里更忧愁的就是这个犹大要卖他。
And the fact that Judah was about to betray him worsened the situation.
三年来的同甘共苦，三年来的朝暮相处，这样的感情，犹大还要卖他。
3 years of close relationship, 3 years of living together, yet Judah still wanted to betray Jesus.
并且在十三章一开始，主耶稣用爱到底的爱来爱犹大，也没有办法挽回他这个执迷的心。
And even in chapter 13, Jesus loved Judah to the end, could not recall the conscience of Judah.
主耶稣用最大的爱也没有办法挽回他这个要卖主耶稣的这种心。
Even the greatest love of Jesus could not bring back the heart of Judah, who has determined to betray Jesus.
所以主耶稣这时候心实在是很忧愁的。
Therefore, Jesus' emotion feeling was very sorrowful.
一方面他对面对的这十字架的苦难。
On one hand, he's about to face the suffering of the cross.
一方面对他自己本身十二个人里面的自己所选的其中之一犹大的卖他，他也是很难过。
On the other hand, the fact that one of the 12, who is Judah, is about to betray him.
所以十三章的二十一节说，耶稣说了这话，心里就忧愁了。
Therefore, in chapter 13, it records that after Jesus said this, his heart was very sorrowful.
在大忧愁当中，耶稣讲了实在的话，说有一个人要卖我。
And then Jesus said, one of you will betray me.
所以耶稣是用最大的爱做完了之后才讲这个话的。
And Jesus made that statement after he has poured out his greatest love.
所以当主耶稣讲完说有人要卖我的时候，那时候的气氛一定是僵硬的。
Therefore, we can imagine the situation right after Jesus make the statement that someone will be betray me.
谁会想到耶稣用这么大的爱在爱里面也有仇恨的事啊？
Could anyone picture that even with the great love of Jesus, the seed of hatred could be sown into the heart of another person?
这时候门徒当然就看来看去了，不晓得是谁了。
So the disciples look around and try to identify the person.
有一个人要卖耶稣，但是23节说有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的。
And right after that, in verse 23, his Bible records that one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved,
这是很大的对比。
And this shows a great contrast.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
And verse 23, it says, one of them, the disciple who Jesus loved, was reclining next to him.
那我们看这时候彼得出现了，又出现。Here,
Simon Peter appear again.
在这样的一个僵动的气氛里面，彼得他对这个主所爱的门徒点点头。
In this critical moment, Simon Peter motioned to this disciple.
对他说,
and said,
你告诉我们主是指着谁说的？
Ask him which one he meant. He means.
那我们看看那个门徒呢？主所爱的门徒怎么办呢？他就便靠着耶稣的胸膛问主说：“主啊，是谁？”
And verse 25 records, leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?"
我们看到这所要看的是西门彼得跟这个主所爱的门徒。
So here, the two characters, that is the disciple that Jesus loved and Simon Peter.
我们看到爱里面没有惧怕。
We can see that with love, if there is love, then there will be no fear.
在爱里面也没有距离。
And if there is love, there is no distance.
在爱里面没有让人家感觉很害怕、很震慑、让人肃然起敬、不敢接近的光芒。
And if there is love, there is no unapproachable light that would fear you.
在爱里面不但可以拍拍肩膀，也可以靠近怀里面。
And if there is love, not only you can just get close to that person, but you can even lean in his arms.
所以我们这里看到主所爱的门徒，他侧身挨进耶稣的怀里面，并且靠着他的胸膛。 多么温暖的一幕！
Therefore, in verse 23, when the disciple whom Jesus loved was reclining next to him, we can see how wonderful this could be.
这个冷冻的气氛在这里融化了。
And a previous rather critical moment has now been softened.
在约翰福音1:18里面记载，在父怀里的独生子将神表明出来。
And also record elsewhere in the Bible that the only beloved Son of God manifests His glory.
拉撒路一生的痛苦，最后他所享受的也只是在亚伯拉罕里面的怀里而已。
We know that Lazarus suffered in the world, and later on, when he died, he reserved the greatest reward, which is only to be laid in the arms of Abraham.
所以在怀里是最温馨的时刻。
Therefore, within the bosom of God is the warmest moment.
主所爱的门徒不但跟主同住，并且现在挨进怀里，靠着胸膛。
So the disciple who Jesus loved not only stayed with Jesus throughout the three-year missionary, but now he is in the bosom of Jesus.
在这里我们看出西门彼得跟主好像有一段距离。
But seems that Simon Peter did not do such.
他想要知道,
he wanted to know,
他猜不透,
but he couldn't figure it out.
他怎么不直接问主耶稣啊?
Why didn't Simon Peter ask Jesus himself?
他跟人家点点头, 哎, 做个暗号, 你去问他吧。
But he notioned the disciple whom Jesus loved and saying, why don't you ask Jesus?
他应该, 如果他真的爱主的话, 跟主没有距离的话, 他应该直接去问吧。
If Peter really loved Jesus, there should be no distance between them, and then Peter should be able to ask Jesus directly.
这就是西门彼得啦。But
we know that Simon is Simon.
那我们再看约翰福音18章。Now
please refer to John chapter 18.
18章15节。
John chapter 18 verse 15.
彼得他是一个性情中人啊。
We know that Simon Peter is a very emotional person.
在圣经我们知道他也是一个很有追求的人。
And he is a very determined and a goal-oriented person.
他主耶稣讲到赦免的道理，他就开始实施。
And if Jesus preach anything about if Jesus was preaching about forgiveness, and then Peter started to practice.
他好不容易饶恕人家七次，然后就来问主耶稣了。
So here, Simon Peter asked Jesus a question after he had forgiven someone seven times.
够不够？
He said, "Is it enough to forgive my brother seven times?"
我饶恕七次够伟大了吧？
And he probably figured, well, I have forgiven seven times, I should be considered a great person.
所以是说差得远嘛。
Jesus said, you're not even close.
他离开了家，为主耶稣放弃了妻子田产，也问主耶稣说，要得什么为赏赐？
And someone also asked Jesus that, I have forsook my family and all my possessions to follow you. What kind of reward would I get?
在四福音里面，他几乎都是带头做事，无论好事坏事，他总是要出头。
It seems that Peter was the leader of the disciples, whether in good matters or in bad matters.
主耶稣要被人家抓去之前，主耶稣很悲痛地跟他们说：“我要被抓，你们要四散。”
And prior to Jesus being captured and crucified, Jesus predicted that the disciples will be scattered.
这时候的门徒一定你看我，我看你，大家心里也是难过的要命。
And of course, the disciples will look around and really have a deep emotional feeling.
我们这位勇敢的彼得也又开始讲了，我就是跟你一起死，我要去。
But here, Peter make another comment that, Lord, I will follow you even to the point of death.
在大众面前，首先讲话并且讲大话的人，一般都是人家比较。 比较显眼，比较人家注意的人。
Of course, the person who usually break the silence and spoke word out loudly is usually considered the center of focus.
18章15节这边西门彼得跟着耶稣。
So here, verse 15, Simon Peter and other disciples were following Jesus.
他看起来好像是很好的样子。
So he seems like he's on the right track.
但是耶稣还有一个门徒跟着。But
there was another disciple following Jesus.
这个没有写什么名字。But
the disciple is in singular, but and it records no name.
那个门徒呢是大祭司所认识的。And
this disciple was known to the high priest.
在这里两个跟着，但是不同的结果。
Here, two people are following Jesus, but different results.
这个没有名字的门徒跟着，然后就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。So
this other disciple following Jesus and the high priest, and then he even entered into high priest's courtyard.
但是彼得跟着，却站在门外面。Verse
16, but Peter had to wait outside at the door.
在这时候，如果两个信徒是在这个时候出现的话，这个进去的这个门徒没有名字，并且一路上不讲话的，一定出来跟这个西门彼得讲说：“老兄啊，你在这边干什么？”It
is reasonable for this unknown disciple to come to Peter and say, "Peter, what are you doing here?"
你刚刚不是还那么勇敢吗？
Didn't you speak loud words and show your bravery?
本来不是英雄吗?
Didn't you consider yourself the hero?
不是要跟耶稣同死的吗?
Didn't you say you will follow Jesus even to the point of death?
现在怎么站在门外，变一个门外汉，变一个门外的英雄？
But now, how come you are a hero standing outside of the door?
但是我们看到这一位主所爱的门徒，这位没有名字的门徒。 默默地出来把彼得带进去。But
this no-name disciple took Peter inside, brought Peter inside.
没有数落他一番呢。
He did not say anything to embarrass Peter.
平常人大部分是看到很强的人一软弱了，一定要数落他两声，自己心才会平衡。
Average human beings, if they see some superhero type somehow show any sign of weakness, they will try to attack them just to feel good.
主所爱的门徒在爱里面，他不强逼别人承认他的错误或是他的软弱。
But we know that the true love of Christ would not embarrass anyone under any circumstance.
他也在这里不打弱谁国，也不显扬自己多么强。
So here he did not take the opportunity to embarrass Peter and exalt himself.
相反的，一路上带头讲话的，这时候的彼得要人家带。
On the contrary, Peter, who was the leader back then, was now be led by this no-name disciple.
领人的彼得被人领。
So the leader is now being led.
所以在这里可以看出来，爱是多么大。
Here it shows the significance of love.
就是主所爱的门徒所表现出来的。
And this significance was demonstrated by this disciple whom Jesus loved.
所以在这一段里面，我们看出来他是跟着耶稣，同耶稣进去，并且带领彼得，爱人也爱神。
So here this disciple not only followed Jesus, but also went into the courtyard and led Peter into the courtyard.
我们再看十九章。
Please read chapter 19, verse 15.
彼得接下来就否认耶稣三次。
So we know that later on, Peter denied Jesus three times.
否认三次之后，再来他就没有记载他了。
And then after that, we see no recording of Peter.
接下来在十字架下，只有一群的爱主的姊妹。
So that underneath the cross, there's a gathering of sisters who love Jesus.
有人说那个时候是男人无用的时代，男人都跑光了，只剩下主所爱的门徒。
Some people said that at those days, during that moment, all the men were cowards, and only sisters are willing to stand up.
也好像底波拉的时代，那个将军都不敢出战了。要一个女的祭司，那个先知要跟着他，他才敢出去。
Or just like the female judge Deborah, in which the general would not fight against the enemy unless Deborah was with him.
我们看十九章二十五节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲和他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚。和抹大马拉的玛利亚，二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”二十七节。
Verse 27.
又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家去。二十八节。
Verse 28.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海龙沾满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口里。三十节。
Verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低头将灵魂交付神了。我们要特别看的是二十八节。
Please read verse 28 carefully.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。我们常讲说，耶稣在十字架上完成救恩，为人流血舍命，要就是救赎我们的灵魂。
Oftentimes we said that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, shed his blood to wash away our sins.
这成了，这是救赎大功的告成。
And when Jesus said it is finished, of course that means the salvation is finished.
这还不完全，一半而已。
But actually that is only half of the meaning of the word finish.
这事以后，耶稣才知道各样的事已经成了。所以耶稣说成了，不只是流血这件事情，救赎大功的成。
Verse 28 says that later, knowing that all was now completed, So we can conclude that the word finish, meaning not only the salvation, but also the other things.
没有这件事不成,
without the other thing, then it is not finished.
不会完全成,
or finish halfway.
如果没有这件事, 耶稣的成, 耶稣讲不出来。
If this event did not take place, and then Jesus would not say, it is finished.
什么事呢?
And what is this event?
就是耶稣把他的母亲交给他的爱的门徒。
That is Jesus, asked the disciples who he loved to take care of his mother.
就是耶稣跟他的母亲说的,说看你的儿子,又说看你的母亲。
That is recorded in verse 26, where Jesus said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son.
所以说一生在世上受尽了劳苦,最后钉在十字架上,这是最大的救赎的那个工作。
We know that Jesus labored in this world for the sake of our salvation, and eventually he was able to complete the salvation on the cross.
但是主耶稣也没有忘记他这个母亲。
But Jesus did not forget about his mother.
在这说耶稣在十字架上流血,
we know that Jesus was shedding blood at that very moment.
天地惨不忍睹,
and it is a very sorrowful situation.
人类的神在为我们流血,
and God in flesh is shedding blood for the wicked human beings.
谁敢看呢?
How dreadful is that situation?
但是不要忘记十字架下有一个人的心在流血。
But underneath the cross, there is also a person whose heart is shedding blood.
就是这个玛利亚。
Who is Mary?
在路加福音2章35节, 老早就告诉他了,说你的心要被刀刺透,刺透最刺透的时候就是在这个时候了。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 35, the angel said to Mary that your heart will be pierced, and this is the moment that the heart of Mary was pierced.
你能够想象你是母亲,你看到你的儿子钉在那里一直淌血吗?
And if you are a mother, can you imagine that your son being nailed on the cross, shedding blood?
你可以想象说你怀孕的时候受了很多的苦,并且在玛利亚怀孕的时候那个苦不是我们一般人能够受的。
And can you imagine Mary or any woman during the pregnancy, they have to go through a lot of sufferings.
她还没出嫁,她已经怀孕了,在当时是在社会上没有办法立足的一个人。
Especially for Mary, who was pregnant before marriage, and according to the custom at that time, it is absolutely unacceptable.
并且天使跟她说,这个是要以后称为救主。
And even though the angel said to her that your son will later on become the Savior, therefore Mary accept the words of angel.
但是30年之后,她现在所看到的,以前怀孕的这个孩子现在钉在那里。
30 years later, the child that he carried for 9 months now is nailed on the cross, shedding blood.
我们所说人生三大不幸,白发人送黑发人是很大的不幸,但是孩子是在送啊,他现在只是眼睁睁地看着自己的孩子在那边流血,淌血,一滴一滴的流。
This is one of the greatest misfortune anyone can encounter, that is the parents watching his children died.
所以说最后他也要完成的是人伦之间的责任。
Therefore Jesus wanted to fulfill his moral and human responsibilities.
如果主耶稣一般人说很属灵的话,他就不管这个妈妈了。
If everyone claimed Jesus to be 100% spiritual, and of course he would disregard his flesh mother.
灵魂最重要嘛,这是 你以后的生活,这无所谓的。
And we can say, well, you know, being safe is the most important. Living in the world is really secondary.
主耶稣晓得他妈妈心里在流血啊。
But Jesus realized that his mother's heart is shedding blood as well.
在这个时候，不是勇敢的彼得可以承受这个责任。
And it is not Simon Peter, or the brave Simon Peter can take the responsibility.
在这里，只有爱才能够医治这个心里的这个伤痛。
Only love, can recover the wounded heart of Mary.
所以，爱的门徒配上爱的母亲，这是人间一幅多么温馨的一面图画。
So even though as such a dreadful situation, we can picture a rather warming incident of the disciple that Jesus loved and the mother of Jesus become daughters and sons. I mean, their mother and sons.
所以十字架上的这一幕是世界上最残忍的一刻。
Yes, it is indeed dreadful. That Jesus was crucified on the cross.
但是也是人间最温暖的一个时候。
But if you look at it from another angle, it is also one of the warmest moments in human history.
就像我们可以看到主所爱的门徒在十字架下，就是十九章的三十四节以下，他看到了很好的见证。
So later on, we can see a great testimony recorded.
十九章三十四节。
Recording verse 34 of chapter 19。
那有一个兵呢，拿那个枪来扎他肋旁，有血跟水流出来。看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们可以信。所以我们洗礼的这个道理，就是因为这个主所爱的门徒所看到的。
So here, The very fact that there is water and blood coming out of Jesus is being eyewitnessed by this disciple.
在约翰福音，约翰一书五章六节到八节里面，重新的再提出来说，这是神的见证跟人的见证。
And later on in the Bible, it says that this is a testimony of both man and God.
所以这么重要的真理，不是彼得看到的。
And this is the absolute truth or the most important truth, but yet was not witnessed by Peter.
而是在爱中坚忍到底的这个主所爱的门徒所做的见证。
But this truth was testified by the man who Jesus loved.
我们看二十章第一节。
Please read chapter 20, verse 1.
第一节，主耶稣被钉十字架，然后第三天复活了。
So here Jesus was crucified, and on the third day he resurrected.
第七天的第一日的清早呢，抹大拉玛利亚呢就到坟墓那边去看。
And on the very first day, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb.
她看见那石头怎么被挪开了。
And she realized that the stone the stone of the tomb was removed.
她就赶快很感激的跑去告诉西门彼得跟主所爱的那个门徒。
So she ran to Simon Peter and the disciple who Jesus loved.
因为有人把主耶稣的那个坟墓挪开了，不知道放在哪里啊。
Because someone have removed the stone and then they couldn't find the body of Jesus.
那彼得跟那个门徒，就主所爱的门徒，他就出来往坟墓那里去。
So Simon Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb.
再一次的，这两个人又重新出现了。
And so here Simon Peter and the other disciple appear at the same time.
这是一个很有趣的一幕。
This is a rather interesting phenomenon.
并且在当时对他们两个人是很紧张并且很恐惧的一幕。
Not necessarily interesting, but more a dreadful and serious situation.
这时候他们两个心情已经错综复杂。
And we cannot really describe how they could have feel at that time.
三年来所跟随的那个老师、那个救主也死了。耶稣的死对他们来讲的话，如果他们不信耶稣复活呢，对他们来讲是多么大的打击。现在呢？这个人又不见了，到底怎么回事？
So Jesus, who has stayed with them for 3 years, was crucified, and later on, they couldn't find his body.
我看第四节。
Please read verse 10.
两人同跑，就好像在赛跑一样，开始一二三跑了。
So then the disciple went back.
然后呢，那个门徒比彼得跑得更快。
But the other disciple even ran faster than Peter.
这个主所爱的门徒可能年轻一点嘛。
So this other disciple is probably faster than Peter.
彼得老了，可能就跑不动了嘛。
And Peter is probably a little old, therefore he did not run as fast.
一同跑的，当这时候也就不顾谁快谁慢了，先很紧张嘛。他年轻人当然跑得快了。
And of course, the young people ran a little faster.
他先到了湖墓。
So he outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
他一到呢，就低头往里一看。看见了细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
And he bent over and looked in and at the strip of linen lying there, but did not go in.
那这个年纪大的西门彼得也是气呼呼的、气喘如牛的，随后赶到了。
And then Peter, who also was behind him, arrived.
他就进去，看见细麻布还放在那里。
And he went into the tomb and he saw the strip of linen lying there.
他晚到，他先进去看。
And he got there a little bit late, but he went in first.
那不是那个人先到了不敢先进去看了、啊，是礼貌上让他看。
And it is not that the other disciple dare not to watch the tomb, but it was for courtesy's sake he let Peter take the first look.
啊，又看见耶稣的包着头的巾。也没有和细麻布放在一处，是另外在一处卷着，这是彼得所看见的。
And Peter saw that the strip of linen lying there, and also was burial clothes which has been around Jesus.
我们看第八节。
Please read verse 8.
先到湖墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。
Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first.Also went inside, he saw and believed.
这是同袍，这不是两个人的竞争。
And this is really not a personal competition.
比彼得跑得更快，这是他身体的状况。
And this other disciple outran Peter, it was because he was in a much better physical condition.
他先到，没有先进去看。
He got there first, but he did not went in first.
所以这里的同袍不是机会均等的竞赛，而是我们看到是在爱中的礼让。
So on the other side of the contest, we see more of compromising or giving yourself up for the sake of courtesy.
这爱的门徒在爱中有分寸。
This disciple noticed the essence of love and knows how to act properly.
但是在信的上面就没有办法等了。
But Simon Peter just couldn't wait.
彼得看完好像圣经没有记载他有什么反应。
And after Jesus has searched a place everywhere, Bible did not say he has any kind of emotional feelings.
但是主所爱的门徒先到晚看，但是信得快。
But here, this other disciple, even though he got there first, but then he was the second one to see it, but then he believed first.
他信心的眼睛是亮的。
His spiritual eyes was wide open.
他对主耶稣是亲近的。
And he was very close to Jesus.
但是主耶稣后来又向他们显现了两次。
Later on, Jesus appeared to them twice.
这时候彼得心还是昏昏沉沉的。
But Simon Peter still didn't know what was going on.
他看看这个事好像做不成了。
He think that everything is falling apart.
他就看看没什么事好做，就跟他门徒说：“我去捕鱼了。”
So he said, "Well, I guess we can't do much, so we might as well go back fishing."
那其他人也附和着说：“啊，我跟你去咯。”
So、
所以他们就组成一个七人的捕鱼小组去捕鱼，捕了一个晚上捕不到。
And so the other disciple just followed Peter and went back fishing.
啊，彼得也是做事也是蛮认真的呢，补到可能太用力了，或是太热了，就把衣服全部脱光了。
And then Peter and the other disciple, they are fishing very diligently, and I guess Peter was a little hot, so he took off his clothes.
就在这个时候，主耶稣出现了。
And at that time, Jesus appeared.
他们都不知道。
But no one knows.
啊，主耶稣也是很爱他们的。
Jesus loved his disciples very much.
如果你是主耶稣的话，平常人先过来先教训一顿。
If Jesus were an average human being, he would first rebuke his disciples.
主耶稣把彼得叫做基华，就是说你要像磐石一样那么坚强。
And Jesus named Simon Peter, meaning that he should be like rock.
这时候本来主耶稣以为说这是一个很好的磐石，好像大块的石头。哪里这块石头软的？这个时候像豆腐一样。
Jesus thought that he can train Peter as solid as a rock to set up the foundation of the church, but little did he know that Peter is actually as soft as a bean curd.
如果你是一个公司的老板，你三年来所培养并且器重的这个人。你一走，他就弄了这样乱七八糟。我看，若你被他气得要命，你可能话讲不出啊，算了，倒霉。
So if you are the chief executive officer of a big corporation and you finally train a person for many years and you just leave the company for a little bit and he totally destroy the company, you probably will be in such disappointment, saying, "Oh well, I guess tough luck."
所以说一来就问他们说你们有没有吃的没有、啊、
But Jesus here asked them have you eaten anything?
他们就说没有啦。
They said no, we have not eaten anything.
2000多年前是如果人家问你说有吃的没有，意思说你有没有一点给我、啊、有时候是这样子、啊、
Back in those days, if someone asked you that do you have anything to eat, could also meaning that if you do, you can probably spare me some.
不是说我问你说有吃的没有，不是说我要给你，是说你要不要一点给我这样子。
It was more like if you have food, can I have some of yours? Rather than if you don't have food, I'll give you food.
所以圣经描写他们回答是说没有。
So the Bible record the disciple answer no, we don't have any food.
很简单，因为他们一个晚上捕不到鱼呢，这个还要啰嗦。
And they probably.The disciple probably think that we've been laboring all night, couldn't catch any fish, so why don't you just get away from me?
那耶稣在教他们怎么捕鱼。
And then Jesus told them how to fish.
这个时候，主所爱的门徒眼睛开始明亮了。
And then the disciple who Jesus loved realized that it is God.
他叫说是主。
And right away he said, it is the Lord.
他真正的认识到那就是主耶稣。
And he truly recognized Jesus.
所以他的眼睛是一直明亮着。
So his spiritual eyes were constantly open.
然后但是这一次主耶稣也请他们吃早饭了。主耶稣说你们来吃早饭吧。
So Jesus asked them to have breakfast.
主耶稣没有让他们请啊，主耶稣请他们。
Jesus did not let them treat, but rather treating them.
吃完之后，主耶稣再把要把这个重任交给彼得。
And then after that, Jesus bestowed the responsibility to Peter.
那交完责任之后，就三次问彼得：“你爱我不爱我？”三次之后呢，主耶稣在最后讲说：“彼得，你以后要发生什么事情？”
And then Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And then he predict the future of Peter.
我们看十八节，21章18节。
Please read chapter 21, verse 18.
约翰福音21章18节。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带，带你到不愿去的地方。19节。
Verse 19.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样时， 荣耀神说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”所以这句话是“你跟从我吧”，是应该是做一个彼得一生的结束。
So, in verse 19, Jesus say something to Peter to indicate the death of the kind of death that Jesus would glorify God, and then he say to him, "Follow me," which marks the conclusion of life of Peter.
你的一生要跟从我，我的脚迹你要一步一步的踏着走。
That is, from now on, your life will live a life of following my footsteps.
就是你心性、心灵、你的心、心情跟个性要学着主耶稣，跟从耶稣。
That is, you must have the heart and the mentality of Jesus.
最后，你还要被钉在十字架上面，跟着我，真正的跟到底。
And eventually, you would even follow me to the end, even being crucified on the cross as well.
所以当耶稣跟彼得说“你跟从我吧”，这句话很重的。
Therefore, on verse 19, when he said, "Follow me," this is actually a very crucial statement.
一般在受子典礼的时候，都是每个人被加上职位的人，心情都是沉重的。
And most of the times when your boss give you a new project to work on, you might feel a little uneasy.
在总统受职大典的时候，那个总统没有说看来看去的。
During the presidential inaugurations, the president wouldn't just look around and just feel very, wouldn't just look around.
我们看这个彼得。
But let's see what Peter does.Here.
他刚刚心里才忧愁的说：“主啊，你无所不知啊，我爱你。”还讲这个心里忧愁，并且主耶稣说：“你要怎么样死，荣耀我。”讲这个，还最后说：“你要跟从我。”讲完之后，彼得好像没有什么反应啊，他就转过来看别人了。
So
看二十节
，in verse 20, after Jesus have a conversation with Peter about you know, you love me and feed my sheep, and etc. And now Peter turned around and saw that the Peter whom Jesus loved was following him.
So 二十节这边彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着主耶稣跟他讲说你跟从好像不是对他讲的一样。
So here Jesus turned around and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following him, meaning that he wasActually not following Jesus at that time, so he did not really take that statement, follow me, seriously.
他看到那个主所爱的门徒从第一章那边跟着，跟到现在还是跟着。
Therefore, this disciple whom Jesus loved followed Jesus from the, from chapter 1 of John even till the end of, end of John.
那这边特别描述说，这个跟着的就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁的那一个门徒啦？”
And there's a parenthesis, he said that this was the one who leaned back against Jesus at the supper and asked, "And Jesus, Lord, who is going to betray you?"
彼得看到人家跟着，他就问主耶稣了。
So when Peter saw him, he asked,
那这个人将来怎样？
Lord, what about him?
我以后要被人家束上带子，带我到不愿意去的地方。要受死，那他这个人是不是被砍头呢？
Peter probably thought that, well, when I'm old and then I'll be someone will take me to a place and crucify me, but what about him? He would it be beheaded maybe?
我若出去踩到一个鸟屎的话，最好我那个跟我同伴那个。我们看到彼得这里，他的心态是不平衡的。
We know that Peter's heart was unbalanced.
所以说你跟从我，他根本没有听进去嘛。
When Jesus told Peter follow me, he didn't really take the word of Jesus seriously.
他希望说别人可能坏一点，至少我丢掉十块钱，他丢掉一块钱，你也心里也甘愿嘛。
Peter probably say, well, hey, if I lose $10.And this guy better lose $20.
最好他丢了一百块最好。
Or maybe he lose all he has. Maybe that will be benefit me the most.
我们看这主所爱的门徒到现在没有名字，并且都是静静默默的， 如果你是那个主所爱的门徒，你一定反过来对，比如说干你闲事。
But this this disciple who at this point still doesn't have a name yet and is following Jesus all the way, and it is reasonable for him under normal human standard to say, well, Peter, why don't you mind your own business?
主所爱的门徒没有讲一句话。
But he did not say a word.
好，那主耶稣来替他打抱不平。
But here Jesus say something to Peter.
主耶稣对他说了，如果我要等他等他到我来的时候，与你何干呢？你跟从我吧。主耶稣再把他这句话重新再讲一次，你跟从我吧。最重要这句话你要听进去了。
Here Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me."
弟兄姊妹是应该互相，圣经说不要单管自己的事，要。照顾别人事是照顾，以爱心照顾，不是好管闲事。
We know that we should take care of brothers and sisters, but this caring must from love, not from the sake of stick your nose in it.
是在爱中里面的关怀，而不是你好奇的要问人家的坏事，或是这个人出了什么错，或是那个人。
You should care for brothers and sisters from the loving standpoint of view, rather than thinking that if you know something bad about him, it make you more superior than that person.
二十二节，如果我们仔细的想想，主耶稣在这边讲的是有点生气了。
So on verse 22, Jesus showed a little emotion.
说我若要等他到我来，意思是说我要等他一直活到一千两千岁，如果现在耶稣还没来嘛，如果是真的话，要活两千，到现在至少两千年，要等到耶稣来的时候，世界末日耶稣才来的时候，跟你也没什么事了，你会被钉十字架，他不会了。
So Jesus pretty much was saying that.If I want to let him live for a few thousand years and will never be crucified, what is that to you? You just have to follow me.
那当然，门徒就会开始传说，哎，这个门徒不会死哦，会一直到耶稣来哦。
And verse 23, of course, because of this, the rumor spread around among the brothers that this disciple would not die.
当然不是，耶稣不是这个意思啦。如果是死的话，到现在约翰还活到现在，连一哦看两。快两千岁了。
We know that if Jesus meant it literally, this disciple will have an age of close to 2,000.
所以二十三节再做一个解释说，这话传在弟兄说当中说那个门徒不会死啊。那其实啊，不是耶稣说他不死啊，是说我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？是重点是在说与你何干。
But the second part of verse 23 here, but Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?
家有小孩子的话，如果一样做错或是一样做对，都看来看去了，怎么哥哥就打一下，我打两下。
From the little children's standpoint, if they both have done something wrong, the little one will proudly complain to the mother, saying, "How come you only hit my brother once, but you hit me twice?"
我们看二十四节。
Please read verse 24.
为这事做见证，并且记载这事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。所以这个门徒就是从第一章一直到二十一章最后这边一连串。连贯下来，这个主所爱的门徒。
Therefore, on verse 24, this is the disciple who testified to these things and who wrote them down. We know that this testimony is true.
我们看他默默地跟主耶稣从头跟到尾。
So here, this disciple followed Jesus from the beginning to the end.
他对自己讲话讲得很少。
He spoke very few words for himself.
他被人家误会，被人家管闲事，他也没有反驳。
He was misunderstood by the others, but he did not defend himself.
他默默地跟着。
But rather, he followed Jesus quietly.
他看到彼得的软弱，他用爱心来包容，并且用爱心来带领。
And he, when he saw the faith of Peter has been weakening, he did not embarrass Peter, but rather using great love to lead him back to the right track.
耶稣心里最难过的时候，也就这个主所爱的门徒能够安慰他。
And when Jesus was in extreme sorrow, and only this disciple was able to comfort him.
在人类历史上最悲惨的那一幕里面，也有主所爱的门徒能够把它化解，成为人间最温暖的一幕。
And the scene of most the most dreadful scene in human history, which is the crucifixion, we can also see this disciple there.
这位默默的跟随者。
And this quiet follower,
就是主所爱的门徒。
Who is the disciple that Jesus loved?
他的沉默超越了时空。
His patience and his silence surpass the space.And time limitation.
他的沉默是对自己的沉默，但是他的见证，我们看到到现在，我们现在还在念他的所写的这个约翰福音呢。
Yes, he remained silent, but the words that he put down is what we're reading.
只要有世界一天，只要有教会一天，约翰福音就一直会被传送下去。
As long as the church is in the world, people will continue to read the Gospel of John.
所以他是沉默的，但是他的见证是永存的。
So we know that even though he never speak much, but his testimony will remain forever.
所以我们看约翰福音从头看到尾，主所爱的门徒是谁呢？
So who is this disciple that Jesus loved?
没有名字。
We never record his name.
不是约翰。
It's not John.
如果是约翰，是你说的。
If it's John, then is you the person that drawing the conclusion?
如果这是主所爱的门徒是谁呢？
But who is this person?
应该就是你，是你。
But is you?